Good morning, and welcome to the Region of Queens Municipality Variance Appeal Hearing respecting property identified as PID number 07027-5094 in Liverpool, Queens County, Nova Scotia. The purpose of this variance appeal hearing is to provide the appellant, Colin O'Toole, with an opportunity to present and or written arguments to council or of Region of Queens Municipality respecting the decision of its development officer to issue a variance to the owner of property identified as PID number 7027-5094 and located to the rear of 87 Bristol Avenue in Liverpool, which would allow a reduction lot area to facilitate 6 additional apartment units as set out in section 6.33 of the municipality's land use bylaw. The procedure for the variance appeal is as follows. Opening remarks. Development officer, review of variance application. 2. The appellant is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his name and address before commencing. 3. The applicant is then eligible to speak to their application, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. 4. The appellant is eligible to provide a summary argument concerning their appeal. 5. This meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borneo's rules of order. 6. The appellant now has the floor to present their appeal, except first, Development Officer Wendy O'Connor, could you please review the variance application?
Good morning, everybody. So this morning we're here to talk about, as Councillor Norman had commented, PID 7027-5094. It is located to the rear of 87 Bristol Avenue, which some of you are probably familiar with the big, there's an apartment building there. So the current size of the property, which is 1.44 acres, would be allowed to house a 30-unit apartment building. The applicant, or the owner of the property, would like to apply for the variance to reduce the minimum lot size in order to have more apartment units on the property. At this point, we're looking for 6 extra units, which would be a 36-unit apartment building. Everybody within the property, 100 feet of the property, everybody gets notified personally of a variance being issued by myself, and laying out the process to appeal the variance within 14 days of the receipt of the letter. The variance appeal period ended March 25th, the end of the day on March 25th, and we had one appeal. So that's pretty much everything.
Thank you. So appellant Colin O'Toole, remember your name and civic address, please.
Good morning. My name is Colin O'Toole, 103 Bristol Avenue. I would be the guy that lives right in the heart of all the traffic. And this is one of my big sticklers here. Bristol Avenue right now is a very, very, very busy, high traffic area. Mersey Avenue, which my driveway is on, and all my other neighbors, it is very difficult to get out of there. Now, adding 30 units is going to be one thing. Adding another 6 puts another dimension on it, because we do have, for all those units, you may as well say it's 2 cars. I don't know how you guys figure it, but you may as well say, because either people are living there or they got friends coming all the time, and it's going to add a total different dynamic to the traffic. And I just see that, you know, there's a couple of ways to look at it. I'm not one to, I wanna be negative against this development. I understand that Liverpool needs housing. Is this gonna do anything for affordable housing? I doubt it. However, I got thinking about it. If there was a stop sign, a three-way stop sign, that would be a help. But I don't think that's gonna be the best measure. I think the best measure out there would be a stoplight. Because it has to be in conjunction with what you folks have going on down there in Grand Central. You got the shopping malls, you got the liquor store, you got freaking Tim Hortons. All of it. You got it all right there in that end of town. You get the people coming off the highway from Brooklyn. It's just way too much traffic. And there's nothing else in Liverpool. It's all on this end. So it just seems, you know, you folks might just want to think about that as a, you know, I don't think a stop sign's gonna help. But I do think a light will help. And it's the only way you could really slow the traffic down a little bit and have it a little more accessible. And my last point is, there are little children that get on the bus right across from my house. And I think that should be taken into consideration. They are gonna lose their street that they used to play on with the little toys and little jiggly things. They go up and down the road. And I remember that when I was a kid, loved it, right? But that's gonna be no more, because there'll be too much traffic. So something does have to happen up there, Bristol Avenue. That's my key.
Thank you, Mr. O'Toole.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Now, the applicant's eligible to speak, and Chris, are you going to speak on behalf of Mr. Ferris?
Hello, my name is Chris Marquis. I'm with Zap Consulting. I don't know if you want an address, but it's above Canal Street in Halifax. Like I said, my name is Chris Marquis. I'm a partner with Zap Consulting. My client Francis Ferris here with Ferris & Co. Developments. And the architect on the project is Paul Scary Architects. Unfortunately, Paul is not able to be here with us today. Next slide, please. So I just want to speak a bit to the subject site and to this variant, to this application, and why he had funded me this application, and why we believe that the building officer had, was correct in their judgment to issue this application, or issue this variance. So first off, the site is at the located near the intersection of Mercy Avenue and Bristol Avenue, which is about 4,300 square feet. And it's actually just two access easements, one off of Mercy Avenue and one off of Bristol Avenue. Next slide, please. The zone is an R3 zone, it's a multi-unit residential zone. 1,000 square feet for the first four dwelling units, and then 1,500 square feet for each additional unit. That's the lot area, and that's where we're looking at the reduction, minor reduction, for three more units, for six more units. The lot frontage is 100 feet, the minimum front yard setback 25 feet, rear yard setback 25 feet, side yard setback 15 feet for half of the main building. Maximum height of the main building 50 feet, and then parking is one per unit. And I outline this because our proposed application meets all the other requirements of the land use bylaw, except for that minimum lot area, per unit for each dwelling unit. Next slide, please. So this is just a concept rendering of the development and the site plan, where we're located on the site. took a look at your draft land use bylaw, community plan, municipal plan strategy and land use bylaw, and under that draft document, our plan review would be able to be 37 units without having to do a variance. So just keep that in mind as far as where the municipality is heading. And then when a development officer looks at a variance application, there is a test of the Municipal Government Act that that allows her system or her to grant that variance. And that is, should not be granted if the variance violates the intent of the land use bylaw, the difficulty is experienced in general for properties in the area, and the difficulty results from intentional disregard to the requirements of the land use bylaw. So I want to go next slide there, please. Let me go through these one by one. Explain why we believe that our deputy development officer was correct in her issuing of variance. So does the land use bylaw violate the intent of the land use bylaw? No. So the municipal planning strategy outlines the intent of the RP zone. That is to address the demand for and issues surrounding development of high density residential housing options. So this is a large lot. It's an opportune location for addressing demand for higher density meeting other law requirements. So this is an ideal place to look against residential housing in direct agreement with the municipal planning strategy. Next slide, please. Is the difficulty experienced is it general to the properties in the area? Again, no. Most of the surrounding properties are zoned R1, and the lot sizes are smaller. There is the footprint of low density homes surrounding area don't have that same minimum lot coverage issue because the lot requirements for the R1 zone are a lot less than the R3 zone. And then the last test here is no difficulty result from intentional disregard for the requirements of land use bylaw. Again, no. So there's no development on the site, so there's no difficulty that's been experienced resulting from an intentional disregard for land use bylaw. You haven't building and I'm going back and asking after the fact for a variance application or a variance approval. So again, just to summarize it, so just requesting a variance in the lot area to allow for 36 units, 30 units, development application with all the other requirements of the land use bylaw. And we're asking council to deny the appeal application on the grounds that the development officer did not err in their application to the government. Yes. Thank you.
Mr. O'Toole, do you have a summary argument concerning your appeal?
Thank you again. I'm going to restate. My issue is not the concern of the variance. I'm okay with that. However, it is the traffic. It's the big issue. Now, I don't know how many of you people drive. If you try to get down through that intersection down there when Tim Hortons is having a good day, let alone a bad day. But we have way too much traffic coming in there, and everybody's shooting up that freaking Bristol Avenue, and us residents trying to get out of Mersey Avenue. It is a big deal for us people that live there. And I'm not just here telling you this for, I get a job, I should be at it, right? I'm just saying, right, that something has to be done. You know, I look at my window, I see a lady across the road, she got a baby. She's trying to get across the road. Cars just come zoom, 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 zoom. No care whatsoever. They don't even see her. But she had to wait there about 15 minutes before someone let her go across the road. Like, they live on both sides, right? And I'm just saying, something's got to go. Something's got to give here. And that's my beef. And I hope it means something to you folks. I don't really, I'm okay with what these guys do. I am. But I'm not okay with all the traffic that's going to come from it and add to the existing problem that's already there. And that's my beef. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, applicant and appellant. The matter will be discussed on 13.1, our regular council hearing. In respect to your comments, Mr. O'Toole, several councillors have brought up, and it is not a new issue, the matter of the present streetlight situation at that corner and the issue with Tim Hortons and other things. And we do have traffic authority. We do have the ability to look at issues arising through that intersection, which is different than the Mercy Avenue intersection. And I'm certain that when the time comes, if there becomes a larger traffic issue, then we do have the ability to deal with that matter. So thank you for bringing your traffic issues to our attention. And also thank you for not protesting the 36th development unit. So thank you. So that is the end of the variance appeal. I now adjourn it, and we'll just take a moment so Heather can get us ready to begin our council meeting.